Welcome back to I Plead the First with your favorite host, Shannon Devlin, and also Sierra Adams, D, and our special guest, Malik, because he's not part of our five.
Am I still a special guest? I've been on like four of these.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you have it on I Plead the First. Today, we are going to talk about... What are they going to talk about?
I don't know, Shannon. I don't know. You're the one that comes up with it. Talking about before I showed up.
Katie, where is she? What's happening? What are we gonna do?
Well, there's nothing we can do except for send her love.
Yeah, all we can do is say, hey, I hope you're feeling okay.
Our friend Katie will not be on the show for a couple weeks because she is at home because she's dizzy. We don't know what it is. Me personally, as a doctor, Dr. Devlin, I really don't know.
I would not trust you to be my doctor. No offense or anything.
I'd be like,
That sounds like my doctor.
You have a high possibility of dying. What? I just came here for a nose. I have a bleeding nose. Yeah, you're dying.
I always got nosebleeds whenever. Did you guys have poles in your school?
Poles?
Yeah, like poles. One.
Pools.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said poles.
I have a pool, yeah, but I never swam in it.
I only swam in it 1 year because we were required to take swim my freshman year.
Yeah, I only swam
and it sucked.
We took swim every year until senior year whenever we were like in yoga. And like,
I would have rather taken yoga. We took one yoga class because she's like, oh, we can do this. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, well, every year it'd be like 2 weeks of swim. And every year, except for junior year, I would go in and have a nosebleed.
Because what did you do? Did you just knock your head against the wall?
Did you smack your face out of the water?
Accumulation's the right word. No. So I would walk in.
She belly flop really bad.
It would be the middle of January. So my nose was used to like the cold weather, and then it got like hot, like it got super like muggy, and then and I was in the pool one time. And my teacher was like, get out of the pool! Because, blood and, it doesn't disinfect the whole pool. And I was like, oh, my God.
It's basically like, shark!
Yeah, but then the horrible thing
I would have totally pulled that prank on my classmates if I would have remembered that.
How would they? What do you mean? Because everyone would know if there's a shark in the pool.
No, we watched Jaws today.
Yeah,
so.
We did watch Jaws. Well, a 20-second snippet of it.
And then I would have to, get dressed to go to the nurse's office because of his bloody nose. And then it was like, ugh.
I think in high school I went to the nurse once, and it was because of a bloody nose. I forget what the problem was, though. I think it was just, a random bleeding.
Did you know you don't tilt up? You tilt your head up?
Yeah, you don't do that.
It's going to rush back in and then just
clog
up your nostrils.
Shove tissue paper up your nose until it stops.
Yeah.
So, who do you think is going to win the election?
I don't know. I don't
care. I hate politics.
I think Miller is going to win.
Drew Gray Miller. He was in this very studio 2 weeks ago.
Really?
He's a libertarian.
Yep.
I don't like politics, so.
I can't even vote for this, so.
You didn't register?
Well, no. You have to live in the counties. I don't live in this county.
It's a special election.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't live in the
live in Fayette County.
Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about. Summer, it's coming soon. It's only 7 weeks away.
It needs to come up. It needs to come.
I know. What are your summer plans?
Babysitting.
Working.
Work.
Wow, for 4 months. Yeah, I'm also trying to get a job, and they were like, these are our qualifications. And I was like, wow, I'm only for two of those, but whatever, it's fine.
I'm trying to work three jobs over the summer.
That's, aren't you, are you staying here?
No.
I thought you were.
I'm commuting back and forth.
Yeah. I hear it gets very lonely.
Well, it's not about getting
lonely. Confirm. Does get very lonely.
Well, yeah, but I will also be working two other jobs. So
that where?
I'll be working at a summer camp for 4 weeks, and then I'm trying to get a job at a pizza shop when I go home. So minimum wage kind of stuff.
Summer camp would be fun.
I only get paid $200, but that's under minimum wage if you go 5 days plus working 7 hours and dealing
with that's terrible.
And dealing with little munchkins all day that basically
I like kids.
I like them, but when you spend more than 2 hours with them and they're not focusing the way you want them to, it's like,
okay. Ooh. Pro tip. I worked with children for my TV production assignment. They're the hardest to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Not Devlin. It wasn't Devlin. Julian tried to keep touching the lens of the camera when I was trying to get B-roll. And I was like, please stop touching the lens. And then he proceeded to touch the lens of the camera. And I was like, oh my gosh.
That was my dogs.
And then, but then I opened the door.
No.
Please.
Oh, and, Morgan. She comes in.
Hi, Morgan.
Hi, Morgan.
And then she was like, he's only four. And I said, Mom used to do that excuse with me. She'd be like, I would do something, and then Bridget would complain, and Mom would be like, she's only six, Bridget. And that now she's using that with her kids. And I'm like, you don't even know, Bridget. You don't.
Has Julian ever been with a camera before?
No.
So, well, yeah, then he's going to be fascinated by a camera then.
And he kept stepping on the, that box thing.
The shotgun mic box?
No, the, that big box.
Oh, the camera box.
Mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A's in there.
Okay. We'll get there eventually.
I'll just sprint halfway through the show whenever you're, like, talking about
my dog said I'm trying to look the lens because I was, like, putting it right in their face, and I chased my dog around with the camera because he was so freaked out by it. It was really funny.
Hey, Dee, I don't know if I should feel bad for this or not, but I think I took Joseph's camera.
Who's Joseph?
He's a kid in our class. Well, the thing is that I went on Monday, and I was like, I like to reserve a camera. And they're like, oh, when you want? I'm like, I would like to have one today. And they're like, oh, three of them have already been reserved for today. And I was like, oh, okay. But they're like, we don't know about the fourth one. So one of them went and talked to Ray, and Ray's like, oh, yeah, we have a free camera. So I took it, and then Joseph was talking about it. I'm like, I don't know if I took Joseph's.
Well, it's first come, served. First serve, bro.
Yeah, but he reserved it, like, before spring break.
That's their fault, to be honest. Like,
I was thinking about it, I'm like, should I feel bad? Nah, I need to get work done, too.
This is why you don't wait until the week before it's actually due to do things.
Whoops. I haven't started on my project yet.
Hey, I did get a camera last week. I just didn't do anything with it.
Sierra! Shannon and I were productive.
Hey, I got my interviewee to agree to be my interviewee.
I didn't have to agree to anything. I just basically filmed my dogs the whole entire time and had my mom tell a story.
My filming took 3 days to do.
This month. Mine took four because I just wanted to get a lot of B-roll so I can make sure to get. Because I couldn't remember if we had the 3 to 4 minutes or the 2 to 3 minutes.
Two, three.
Yeah, I knew that now, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. The only thing I'm really concerned about is that I had to tell Devlin what to say, so she really didn't add on to what I was saying because she's 8 years old.
She's not a child actress there.
She's a trooper.
She is. She I went to her gymnastics thing, and then I could tell she was embarrassed because her aunt was there filming her. And
I'd be kind of embarrassed too.
Yeah. I was like, how was your day? She's like, good.
She's like, get out of my face.
I don't know what Morgan's doing out there.
She's talking to
somebody.
She's
FaceTiming with somebody.
I was like, so say that your annoying siblings greeted you outside your door in the morning because it was a Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
She kept saying treated instead of greeted.
Like, could have kept it in.
No, because that doesn't make any sense. I have 20 minutes of her talking.
Look, this one kid I knew growing up, I don't know how he got this name out of nowhere, but instead of saying, like, Sierra, he called me Scara.
Scara.
I don't even know where that even came from. So I just...
I have a lot.
I just answered to that, even though it's not close to my name at all.
Oh, Nanan. I mean, there's no S. There's no S at all. It's not even H. There's just a Nanan.
My mom.
I'll call you Nanan from now.
My mom, since they can't say Chris, they call her Kissy. Like Aunt Kissy.
Ah.
I was like, I don't know how that works, but all right.
Update, Morgan has arrived.
Well, she's Update. Been here. She's just been talking to somebody.
I want to go get food. I'm my hungry. My sister's birthday, so I had to call her. I didn't know you had a sister.
Huh?
You have a sister.
I have two sisters.
I have one sister and two brothers.
I have two sisters and one brother and a sister-in-law.
The more... Actually, I have a brother-in-law and a sister-in-law. And about to have another sister-in-law if they get married, but I don't know.
Are they at least engaged?
Yes.
Okay.
But my brother doesn't know. He's very, like...
Wishy-washy?
All over the place.
Just like you.
He was like, I would have a house in Pittsburgh. I would have a house in Colorado. I would have a house in Florida.
Does he want to have a house on Mars?
He wants a house everywhere, okay? I was like, you need a vacation home everywhere.
You need a vacation home for warm weather, cold weather, in-between weather.
Everywhere.
Nonsense weather.
What does this email mean?
I don't... What?
From Professor Corin.
Corin.
Next Thursday, not this week, we will attend Creativity at Work for the duration of class at Yorktown.
It's next that? Week. It's like it's supposed to help you networking. It's supposed to help you learn.
I love networking
tips.
Sierra and I have class.
It's a job fair for like comm student for communication and media arts students because they have a bunch of them for like engineering students.
Are we considered nothing. Communications?
No, you're media arts. I am
media. You should know this, Shannon. You are.
On our diploma, it's going to say media arts.
It even says if you get on the dean's list, it says media arts.
Mm-hmm. And then in a very small print, they'll say what your concentration is.
It's a BA.
BFA.
I'm a BFA.
I'm a fine arts student.
Yeah, I could not do that because I'm not good at art.
Oh, I'm not either. I'm like failing my art class right now, but whatever.
Come back to BA.
No, I'm already in this class. Might as well stick through it.
That's 3 more years.
I don't know if I have to say. I hope there's no Foundations 3. I hope there's not, because if there is, I might actually cry.
Dude, you realize for a suite next year, it's just gonna be all like our projects everywhere.
And then 4 other people.
And 4 other people. Watch me be media art students too. That'd be hilarious.
You do know my roommate's not, right?
Yeah, I know. But still.
Mechanical engineer.
Yes. That sounds about right. Cause
I should know this.
You should really know this.
I should know this.
I mean, I'm just as bad. I don't know my roommate's. All I know is she's like a computer science major. That's what. I think it's like AXI or something like that.
All right.
I don't know. She's like super smart. I'm like, okay. She's in a sorority, so I'm like, okay. Like, I'm not going to see you half the time. Cool. She'll come in.
That's not how sororities work.
Well, no, I won't see her because she'll be out of the room for chapters and everything.
Chapters only one day.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what her sorority does.
Like other events throughout the week.
Yeah, I couldn't. I could money. Never. He's just listening.
I don't have like, he mic. Was forced here by Shannon.
I never have the mic. I just sit here and say things, and if the mic picks it up, then it does. And if it doesn't, then it doesn't.
No, that's not my position.
I listen to the show. I know.
Why do you have a mic then?
Because Shannon told him he needed one.
She's bossy sometimes. I'm kidding. I love her.
I think it's a very good thing she's a commuter.
Could you imagine her living on campus?
I don't know who would kill each other first.
What would you be like as a roommate?
What? Somebody would die. No
somebody
offense.
Would die.
Someone would die.
Who would die first, though?
I wonder who would die first.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Shannon has a topic, so I don't know what to talk about. This is
just like anything. Just say blah, 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 blah.
Oh, here she
blah,
comes.
Blah, blah, blah.
And she's got food. I'm very jealous.
That's right. I know the code.
I was kind of hoping you didn't.
Lock yourself out of
just
here.
Just to hear it, like, say, nope, you can't enter.
What do they got?
Chick-fil-A. Just nuggets and,
chips.
Yeah, they have drops in there, but they didn't look very good to me. In my opinion.
In your opinion?
I'm very vegetarian, if you know what I mean. What are we talking about? Get off your phones. I want to have a conversation like we're at the dinner table.
I know. I like that you have food, but last time Morgan and I had food, you threw like the biggest hissy fit about us having food.
Because I was hungry.
No, you dropped something.
I know. What do you mean? No, there's still food.
Yeah, go for it, Morgan. Go for it.
No, I don't want to get up again. I'm finally sitting down.
I hear you have secret songs that you sing in your sororities.
Well, I guess I should say this. I'm going to be voted out Monday. I withdrew.
You withdrew? What?
Yeah, I did. I withdrew.
Why?
I realized I didn't like it. I realized that the event we went to that Sam hosted.
The sisterhood one?
Yeah, that no one knew me. So I was like, if I can't talk to my own sisters, how am I supposed to talk to potential sisters? So I'm like, I'd be like
sister.
Hurting the sorority more if I like stayed.
Not really. You can always open up. It took me a whole semester too. I didn't talk to anyone last semester.
Do you guys know Sam Whitetrack?
I'm not in a sorority. I'm glad I'm not in a sorority.
Do you know Sam Whitetrack?
Love her. She's a sweetheart.
We were in child development together. We'd like just she's super sassy. So it is.
Just like you?
Yes, we
She's like quiet at first, and then she opens up and is really sassy.
Yeah, so we would just be like, wow, this class sucks. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm not a teacher, because I did not do well.
I like on this pepper packet, it says dustless black pepper.
Dustless. The heck does that mean?
Why do you specify it's dustless?
I'm kind of excited for this special election, even though I'm a camera person, so I could just watch it.
Did you guys know?
No, you're not just watching. There's a lot of movement downstairs.
Like panning? Like live pan?
Like moving from like set to set.
That's easy.
Oh, Shannon, do you remember Brie? She talked about Smash with us.
Yes.
She is on Connor Lamb's promo photos. She took a picture with him and they like used it as a promo. Mm. So she, I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, so you showed me that earlier. I thought that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Don't die.
I'm the main communicator here. And, fun story about Chick-fil-A. My friend's story.
They close every Sunday.
Special election is brought to you by Chick-fil-A like Robertson.
Oh my God.
You're right.
But we're okay with them because we are a safe community here.
Are we?
I don't know if Moon.
Shut up. Yes, we are.
Moon is a safe community. I didn't really think Moon.
One of them is going to be our roommate next year.
Wait, what?
Katie.
I know. I didn't understand the question. I didn't hear that.
Has anyone really talked to Katie?
Mm-hmm.
Shannon.
Me!
She'll snap me every now and then, and I'll like answer as much as I can, but I get so sidetracked that like.
Yeah,
I still have so many messages. Like, I just found a message the other day that I found for my birthday that I never answered.
Wait, have you figured out who all texted you on your birthday?
Nope, I still don't know who half of them are. I was just like, thanks.
Nice.
Yeah, she's feels awful, and her mom's mad that they haven't found anything yet.
Well, last semester, they were saying that when she went to the doctors. They believe something was wrong with our bone marrow, so that might be related to that.
Yeah, but after 3 weeks, they should have found it by now.
Yeah. I mean, especially with how many doctor's appointments she's been going to.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not about how many doctor's appointments you go to. It's about finding the right doctor that can diagnose
and
her.
From what I understand, those doctors aren't very good.
I was going to say, but if she doesn't know what part of her is affecting her, she really can't find, like, a specialist.
Just dizziness. Like, what causes dizziness?
A lot of things.
I mean, yeah, trust me.
That could be your head. That can be your breathing. That can be your blood. That can be anything.
It can literally be your...
So that's what's difficult is you really don't know what...
Yeah, because whenever I got my wisdom teeth out, and I feel like I always go back to this, but...
Oh, getting my wisdom teeth taken out. How many did you think get taken out? I think I've asked
all
you this.
Four.
So did I.
All four.
I still have mine.
It's not good for you.
Oh, well, I'm not dead yet.
But I, like, try, I don't like, like, just sitting around all day. Like, I like relaxing, but I don't. Oh, I can't do it all day.
Same.
And when I was getting better. When I was getting better, I was like, okay, I'm going to go take the dog for a walk. Well, I got back, and then I was super dizzy. So I just feel bad because I know how that feels. You're just like, whoa.
You're just completely out of it.
Mm-hmm. So how can she even do school if she...
I mean, I commend her for not coming back and making sure she focuses on... Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, but I'm worried because, like, last semester, she failed all of her classes because she had so many doctor appointments.
Yeah.
So I'm worried that they're going to do the same thing to her again this semester.
Stop. I don't want it. Just put it in the middle of you two, to be honest.
I don't talk at all.
Don't.
Malika is here to sit here and look pretty.
It's not near you. You're fine. It's not near me. It's not near you. It's completely in the
middle. I don't want it.
On Friday, my friend Leah, it was her birthday. And she was like, I'm hungry. It's like, okay, let's go to Chick-fil-A. Well, Friday you can't eat meat.
Yeah.
And then we're like, what are we going to eat here from Chick-fil-A? We're already here. So we just got fries. But then when I got to pay for them, my card fell in between the seats. And she was shaking because she didn't feel good. And so she just gave me her card. And I was like, okay. Because, like, the guy didn't even care that my card fell. He was just like, please give me some kind of money.
She's paid for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then she got better. She just needs to eat. That's her thing. Eating is important because nutrition.
Some people grow up that you're allowed to eat chicken on Fridays, but that's okay. But I was like, no, you can't eat anything.
When I told my boyfriend about me not eating meat on Fridays, he's like, that's such a stupid rule. I don't do it. And I'm like, what's your... He's very blunt. If you guys meet him in the next three, whenever you guys meet him, you will learn he's very blunt.
But he can't sleep over.
Blunt. Yes, that's why. That's
super blunt.
He's more blunt than I am.
Wow. But he's super. This is what I find really funny. When we were talking, he kind of said I can date D. He basically said I can date D, and I was like, thanks.
He's so weird, but it's so funny. Yeah, Sierra met him when we were camping out to get our suite. Because he decided to come down and visit me, and he brought me food. And I was like, goals.
Did you get the suite?
Yes, we got a 10-person.
Will you get your money back for, like, didn't you have to pay, like, $500?
No, we don't have to pay anything.
No, for Greek, for,
No, they take all my money.
Oh,
that's why I didn't join a sorority.
It's all about money.
They take all my money.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
Sisterhood, am I right?
You have to pay to get into the sisterhood. You have to pay.
No, you don't have to pay to get into the sisterhood.
Well, what's the $500 for?
That's it's the highest for new members because you have to get so much. Like, badges and shirts and all that.
No, thank you.
It's like, only the highest because you have to do new member fee, you have to pay for your badges, you have to pay for the monthly due, and something else. So that, like, racks up, so that's why it's so expensive.
No, thank you.
I'm already in here. I already have three shows I'm helping produce.
These last 7 weeks are going to kill you.
Well, We already. I'm basically an assistant producer, but then my title of co-producer is when he's not there for 2 hours. So that's why I'm co-producer instead of just assistant.
Yeah. Then you actually produce.
Guess who's coming on you tonight?
Who?
Aaron Cook. Tomorrow.
Nice. I'll be back.
Who, Dad?
Where are you going?
I told you I have to get my script.
Oh.
I thought Charlie Batch was coming on.
Are you coming back?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I should be back. I'm just grabbing my script and then coming back.
Okay.
Bye.
So I should be like back before the show's over. That's what she said. She'll be
they
back.
Have Seussical right now, so there's not going to be enough time.
Why aren't you in
that? Because I don't like Seussical.
Sierra, why aren't you a theater major?
It's a hobby, not what I actually want to do.
Ah. Okay.
I'll be back. All right, guys. You know the person I talked to about my major? She's like, oh, why aren't you a theater major?
I know a guy who works in Broadway. His name is Skyler.
All right, guys. I am now the control center. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, God.
So, have you ever thought, what's your plan B in life? If, like, broadcasting doesn't work out. Well, you already made a decision.
I've made a decision on a major. I have absolutely no idea what I want to do.
I can see you in, like, doing Netflix series.
I'd love to.
See?
Ew, why do you put ketchup on wafer potato chips?
Because they're the fries.
No, they're just chips.
They're chips.
It tastes good.
Ugh. I just have so much respect for you just now.
Thanks, Dee.
Uh-huh.
What's your plan B?
Plan B.
I'm going to be a mailman.
I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom.
You wasted all this money to be a stay-at-home mom.
Well, I got my plan A. Well, hey, if Dylan and I work out, he's an engineer. He'll make all the money so I can stay home.
Mm-hmm.
What? I'm being sort of realistic.
Mm-hmm.
If not, I'll just keep going between news stations and be like, hey, I need a job.
Hello. I would like to be hired. Yeah. My plan, you want to hear my plan B?
What's your plan B, Shannon?
I love your enthusiasm, Morgan. My plan B is going to South Dakota.
Why South Dakota?
And owning a bakery if I fail at broadcasting.
Why South Dakota?
Because then no one will know where I am. No one thinks South Dakota, and then I'll be at bake. I don't even know how to bake. I only know how to bake blueberry like muffins. Coffee cake.
Oh.
It's great. I love it.
I can make a mean German apple cake.
A mean one? Yes. Is it angry? And then if that doesn't work out, like someone finds me, and then I'll go to Ireland. And then I'll go to Ireland, and then I'll...
What's the fear of you being found? Why are you afraid to be found?
I will
found?
Definitely find you, Shannon.
And then I'll go to Ireland, and I'll get off the plane, and I'll burn my passport, and then I'll become an illegal immigrant in Ireland. Mm-hmm.
So much lost respect for you.
Thanks, Dee. I got my passport today, but I'm not... That's just because the new thing in airports is that you won't... Your license won't be your main form of, like...
I know, I need to get a passport. Mm-hmm.
I need to renew my passport. I haven't... The last time I used my passport was when I went on a cruise when I was, like, 12.
Mine was 8.
And I looked treacherous back then.
You can't smile. So I was like this.
I think I smiled, but I had my braces, and I didn't know how to straighten my hair. So it was, like... It looked greasy, and it was just super wavy and blech. Not like not the pretty waves I have now, but like gross waves.
Mm-hmm.
Middle school me did not know how to style my own
hair. Oh, I hate middle school me. I hate it. I hate it so much. It makes me cringe.
It was seventh grade me that was the worst, because I would take showers in the morning and expect my hair to be like, I had this tiny little, like, 2-inch straightener, and it wouldn't straighten my hair. And I'm like, oh, I look super cute. Yeah, no, I look back, and I'm like, what the heck was I thinking?
No, I had no self-confidence. I had the bushiest eyebrows, glasses, braces.
The whole 9 yards.
The whole 9 yards, let me tell you. And I was just super awkward, and I did not talk, and I got A's.
I talked, but it wasn't pleasant. Like, I had, like, those small group of friends that I thought were my friends, and then no. And then you learn in high school who your real friends are, and then you learn after high school who your real, real friends are.
Yeah, that's how mine, because I met my best friend, Leah, in eighth grade, and then we were, like, best friends all throughout high school.
Yeah, I learned real quick when we come into college, like, you don't talk to your friends back in high school very much.
No, exactly. And it's, like, sad, but it's whatever.
But, like, it's really hard. Like, one of my best friends told my brother that, like, she's mad at me because I don't text her as much. And I'm like,
why don't you text me? That's my response to
it. Thank you, Shannon.
Because everyone's like, Shannon, why don't you call me? Tell me about your day. But you know what? I don't... You know what? Why don't you call me and I'll tell you about my day. And then I'll show how much you care.
Well, it's like all my friends are like, we need to hang out once you get home. And I'm like, I get home and like I post down my story like, yeah, I'm home. Like I got to see my dogs. I'm home. And they're like, silence. Like I saw one of my best friends at a fish fry I went to. And like we just caught up on things. Like I found out like a lot of stuff that happened when I wasn't home. Like four of the people that I went to school with are not pregnant. So that's solid. I'm like, are you kidding me? And one of them was like a really good friend of mine. And I saw her in her story a couple days ago. And I'm like, oh, she's like 9 months pregnant. I'm like, why? You're like 20. No.
Yep.
All I hear is murmur, murmur, murmur in the headphones. So now I understand why Malik does this. My name's Morgan. So, yeah. Yeah, me and my friends had like a reunion. Not really a reunion, but like we just hung out again. And it was the five of us, and we just had like a girls' night. That's what I was taught. And then you're like, what are you? Like 2 weeks ago, I was like, oh, I'm having a girls' night. And you were like, you should do hockey instead.
Yeah. Hockey that weekend weekend of spring break was a lot. Too much.
Any insight, you two?
Yeah, I had fun at hockey. I worked all three games.
So did I.
I directed Friday. I ran a camera the other 2 days. That's right, D. That's what I did. Yep. I ran a camera 2 days.
Why would D know?
Because D was in the truck.
I was in the truck. I got to stay in the warm truck. I cranked up the heat, and then Dakota cranked it down, and I got the like, we had like a full-on war going between us. No, I'm just kidding. That did not happen. He had to do graphics, produce, and direct all at the same time.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, because we were short-staffed. I think, wasn't it Sunday that we were really short-staffed? No, it was Saturday. And, yeah, I was like, Dakota, you want me to just demand, we can split the soundboard in half. I can do this side, you can do this side, so you don't have to, like, reach over and then try to, like, push buttons at the exact same time. And I'm like, I'm just pushing buttons over here. I'm not doing anything. Like, give me something to do.
I don't know what I was doing Sunday, but I didn't want to do it. Oh, I was filming. That's why. I wasn't there because I was filming the first part of my video.
Day in the life of an 8-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I named my video?
What?
A documentary. A story.
She's going to love it. She loves animals.
Oh, when I was telling her about, like, the story of my dog, she almost cried. And she's like, I'm going to cry. She showed me a picture of her dog today. Her dog was in a costume. And I'm like, oh, sweetie, I got you beat. My mom and my dad got my dog's superhero costumes for Christmas.
You're trying to be corn in her own game.
Especially with dog levels, I can beat her at her own. I can beat pretty much anyone because my dogs are insanely cute.
You know what I've realized?
What?
I hate my work.
Yeah, I know.
Like, he knows this because he just sees it in action. But, like, whenever I do something, I'm like, wow, I don't like this.
Well,
and I'm like, are they going to hate it? But I just don't have confidence in my work.
Yeah, I have to start doing that digital imaging thing tomorrow. Cause digital
image. What are you doing over here, Morgan?
Because didn't you already finish it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, is this how you, well, is this the sorority network online?
Yeah, I'll probably start doing that tomorrow. Yeah. I already picked out a picture, and then I just pick out a landscape one, like a random one.
So right now I'm making the announcement.
When I was talking to the one Canadian in our class, she dyed her hair blue. I was really excited to see her today. It was really funny. And
is it light blue or dark blue?
It's like three different shades of blue. She has like a lighter blue, like how my hair is now, it's underneath like the ponytail. She has like her bathroom is now filled with blue dye. And I'm like, way to go. She's like solid.
Solid.
So no. But if you're gonna take screenwriting, it's a lot of fun.
I have to.
Colonial guide.
Yep, it's with Corin. I wouldn't suggest taking her twice a day.
Oh, yeah, you do. It's Corin. Oh, my God.
Oh, and she brings you Belgian chocolate. Really? She went to, I think she went to Amsterdam. And she brought home chocolate. It tastes like semi-sweet chocolate, but it's foreign.
It's foreign. I already downloaded the app, so I'm eligible.
Well, you're not eligible.
Why?
If you already had it downloaded, you can't.
Why?
What?
Because it's the rule. It's what? Just, if you would listen and let me make my announcement.
Nope, I'm done now.
I want to hear this.
Morgan's actually a friend of mine.
I want to hear this. Can I hear this?
Don't you have the Colonial Guide app already?
Yeah.
Then you aren't eligible for it.
I don't know if I deleted it or not.
You're already signed up through it, so they know.
Darn it.
It's Colonial Guide download week. So
we were supposed to download it when we had FYSP.
This is for everyone else on campus.
Oh.
It's new. It's innovative. It's Colonial Guide.
The sophomores or in juniors download it on Friday from 12 to 2 in the CAF, and they stay in the CAF. You can win prizes like a flat screen TV, a free parking pass for next year, or a
dinner with President Howard.
Lunch with Coach Andy Toole.
Oh, that'd be.
Apparently, I don't know how I feel about this, but apparently you can buy. Oh, I just lost the whole thing. Oh my god. To retype that entire thing. I just assumed. Apparently, you can win Penn tickets and sit in one of those box seat things, but you have to take your favorite professor.
That's fine.
Connections. I don't know how I feel about that.
I'll take a professor.
Is Joe considered a professor?
No, Joe was actually a student. Actually, I don't know. I don't think he counts as a professor. No, not anymore.
I'll take DeLauro.
Yeah, you can take DeLauro with you to a Penn's game.
I think it'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm. No, I would, if I had to take anybody, I would probably take,
I would take Ray to, a hockey game.
But he's not a professor.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, Joe or Ray. It's like, it'd be fun.
I mean, if you go to Penn's games, you might see Ray. Ray works there.
See, then it's a Joe, Ray, and Joe, Ray, and me.
Who dat? Oh my gosh!
It's Madsen Kubik.
Madsen Kubik.
Oh my gosh.
Producer, technically.
I am. I declared myself the host at the beginning.
She did.
That's good.
Proud. And she talked. And you talked to the third person also, which I was kind of irked by.
Irked. My pop socket fell off.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you wanted that pop socket really bad.
Mine fell off once, but I found it.
Mm. Yeah. You have three cookies.
I have two cookies.
Oh, it looks like three.
I just broke the one in half and then put it on top of it.
So. Ah.
What kind of cookies are they?
They're in the newsroom.
But that's over there.
So go over there and get a cookie.
I'm lazy.
I got my food.
Yeah, and I'm very.
I had mine, but I saw that Malik was in here. And I was like, I'm going to leave it in the newsroom.
Thank you, Matt. At least you respect my rules, unlike some people.
Oh, I'm my. If you came at any other I plead the first, you would have seen three
people. Or formerly known as the Shannon and Sierra Show, for those of you that weren't around back then.
But. What's that thing? Only 90s babies will remember the Shannon and Sierra Show.
I don't even think any of you count as 90s babies.
We are.
Hey, Malik.
Yeah.
So.
19.
Is there something on my face?
Are we allowed to,
98.
Well, 19. I mean, you're what's your role here with RMU Radio? What's your role?
I'm the program director, so I manage the schedule.
So
I
are you aware that the Shannon and Sierra Show, the second half of the show's running, was sponsored?
Oh my god.
No. No, I was not away.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they were.
All right.
I swear to God.
Guess what they were sponsored by?
Jules.
Incorrect.
Okay.
I am personally offended. I feel attacked, honestly. No, we were sponsored by Romo's, home of the original Papa Sal.
Damn right I got the blues.
Damn right I'm clinically depressed.
When I came in here to print something on Thursday of last week, and I was like, who's in the radio room? And I was like, damn right I got the blues.
I'm glad that just sticks around. You guys are the only people that say that. I don't even think Don Luisi says it.
We're special.
Oh my gosh, you could say it for the whole show. Whenever he comes back from break, he'd be like, damn right, this is the blues. And then, like every other time it'd be a different variation of damn right I got the blues.
Oh my lord.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever listened to Don Luise's show the whole way through.
It's a lot of blues. He's very sad.
Oh. Oh, that's kind of not great.
I think Katie and him would get along very well.
Oh, tune in tomorrow on RMU Tonight to see our special guest, Aaron Cook, who I scheduled.
Do we round up applause for Shannon? Because Shannon did something for once?
I have made the skit Pessimistic Pam by myself.
You had help.
Not making it. Well, like, I got actresses, yes. I couldn't make it by myself.
She got me on the Shannon Sierra show for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, Katie was our first guest.
Well, yeah, I know, but, like, I mean, like, my first time. Our first time, including me.
I like the hand.
Are you guys having a moment right now? Should we exit the tennis?
How was your spring?
I'm never on this side of the table. I'm always over there, and I always have that mic, and I'm pretty.
Yeah.
But it's not that way today.
Do you want to switch?
Yeah, that's my mic. Okay. I have walked in and I've kicked Morgan off my mic before.
Do you want to switch, Matt?
Yes, I would love to switch. Thank you. Wow, we're back. I feel at home again.
How was your spring
break?
My
day instantly got a bajillion times better right then.
You're welcome.
Thank you. How was my spring break? Mm-hmm. Pretty mediocre.
No parties.
The following quote will not be elaborated on, but I almost got fired from my job.
I've heard that story.
Have you?
I have, yeah.
I want to hear this story.
Oh, yeah, I think you... Well, not... Certainly not right now.
Later.
Possibly, maybe later. Indefinitely not guaranteed.
But at least you still work at Walmart. Hey, did you see Steve's welcome back sign?
Mm-hmm. I love it.
That happened live. That was my live reaction to seeing Steve from Remo's come back. It was amazing.
Oh my goodness. Are you doing anything for the special election?
Yeah, I'm running a camera.
Oh my gosh, me too, twins.
I'm possibly running a
triplets.
Camera.
Woo! What are you doing? What did you just say to me?
I didn't even sign up for it.
Well, you did.
I didn't. I was supposed to be home.
Sounds like a you problem.
Why didn't you just go home?
I never want to go home.
Really?
Really.
I don't believe it.
I say I want to go home like every day. I like
you two. You need to go home every day. I don't want to hear it, Shannon. Some people are fortunate enough to go home every day.
If I have to edit a video, then I'm here like till 6.
Oh.
Then I have to go home.
We still have to drive an hour back. That's what I did over the week. Beginning of spring break. I had to drive an hour back and forth between here and home.
I think the latest that I leave here is usually like 10, unless it's Monday.
Monday?
Oh, Sam, that's a nice
suit. I don't know what you just said.
He's talking to D.
I need to talk to you. Excuse me, this is important.
I'll get you later. Whatever.
But da dun da da. Alright, speed round.
Speed round.
What exciting thing are you doing over the summer?
Actually, I have no idea. Like, none at all. Like, zero clue. Nothing exciting, really. I might take, like, a lot of stupid, pointless adventures to far away, relatively close places.
I get to go to Connecticut.
Boring.
I might go to Maine. I know that. I might go to Maine.
Whoa. Sounds fun to me.
And Florida.
You have to talk into a mic.
I'm going to reside.
Someone gets yelled at like every episode.
We have been.
But you got to have a mic.
I don't talk in the mic.
You got to have a mic.
It's the web series. I don't want it. I'm done now.
I am going to Florida on April 28th to see my new nephew. Wah, 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 wah.
How like, far away are all your relatives?
Well, my brothers, both Matt and Sean.
Hey, that's me. But not actually me.
They're in Florida. Sean.
Sean's the name of my chiropractor back home. So I just thought of like, hey, what if me and Sean were brothers?
Why do you have a chiropractor? Why do you have a regular chiropractor?
Because I have like, I don't know, I'm an athlete, so like my back gets messed up pretty easy, especially with hockey, like full contact.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. As soon as I said it, I was like, you're an athlete. It makes sense for you to have a chiropractor.
Awesome. Yeah, the chiropractor. There are like very few things that a chiropractor can't fix.
Well, Sean is my brother who's closest to me in age by 12 years. And,
only by 12.
And,
but it's not a shame.
He has 5 children and a wife, Danielle. And my brother, Matt, who's like 30. He's the middle child. And he has a fiance named Lindsay. And, my sister lives up here with her 3 kids. Bridget and
Bridget.
And her husband, and my aunt lives in South Carolina with my cousin Marina, and yeah.
You just got widespread family everywhere, don't you?
We're all down, up and down the East Coast, so I haven't been past Chicago, which makes me sad.
See, I got all my.
But whenever I moved to South Dakota,
I went to Vegas. That was miserable. Vegas is miserably hot. I got Amber Alerts every, like, 30 minutes. It was the first time I ever got an Amber Alert. I was really scared.
What's an Amber Alert?
When little kids go missing, they send, like, alerts to your phone.
Oh. Matt, what's your backup plan for life if broadcasting doesn't work out?
How are you playing with my pop
song? Well, if broadcasting doesn't work out, I'm a very laid-back, kind of go-with-the-flow-esque man. So I feel like that would definitely be my, I feel like something like I would have a backup plan, but I just, I don't know, I'd just probably go with the flow for a little bit.
I'm going to own a bakery.
In South Dakota.
South Dakota.
Go off the grid.
It's pretty close to Canada, eh? Huge fan of Canada.
Canadian.
The whole country's a theme park.
Have you been to Niagara Falls?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of times. Oh, yeah.
I've seen it once.
On the Canadian side and the American side.
No, not the American side.
Yeah, the Canadian side's better.
Yeah.
It's a lot better, eh?
Matt's actually Canadian.
Oh, yeah. Nah, for the first 3 weeks here, me and my roommate convinced like an unnecessary amount of people that we were Canadian, and like we would just talk in horrible Canadian accent. Like that voice right there, that was like my go-to, and like I wouldn't. There would be times where I would, like, be in, like, a normal conversation.
See, I didn't talk to you enough to really get the Canadian.
Yeah, I would just, yeah, it was a rough time, let's put it that way. Because I was real Canadian-y.
Morgan, you look stressed.
I don't want the mic.
Morgan is officially afraid of mics. It's micophobia.
Micophobia. Probably doesn't help that I just, like, took my mic and just threw it at her head.
You got a concussion from it.
But bam. Well, I don't know what I was going to say. Come up with a topic, someone. Wow, that's a good topic, Morgan. Thank you for the hand claps.
No, I can't think of it. My whole announcement got deleted. Now I have to retype it, and now I can't remember what it said.
Hello, ladies. So this week is Colonial Guy.
You can't say it.
I can't?
No.
Oh. Why not?
Top secret. Actually not
Top Secret Colonials?
You guys remember the prizes I told you though?
Yes.
Can you tell me them? Cause
Lunch with
President Howard
and Andy Tool.
Not Andy Tool, you just added that.
No, there's a lunch with Andy Tool.
Yes, there is a lunch.
Lunch with Andy Tool.
A flat screen TV.
What was the other one?
Tickets to a Penguins game with your favorite professor. And then a free
Dude,
parking
I would
pass.
Go to a I would go to a Pens pass. Game with Matthew Convoy.
Undoubted. I never met him.
Really, really funny guy. Mm. Great professor. Intro to photography.
Mm.
Great.
He turned the light on while I was in the dark room.
Did you waste a print?
Yeah, and paper.
Like how much paper?
I don't have much left in it, but like there was at least 6 or 7 pages.
Did he offer to get you a new thing, or what did he say?
You were standing right there.
I was?
Yeah.
don't know. Do you turn the light on?
Who turned the light on then?
What?
The light was off because I was in the dark room developing.
Oh my goodness.
And then I went through the revolving door. I came out and you guys were all standing.
I don't really know what this is about. And then you all went
this in, is about photos.
And then I went in and the light was on.
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. So, could you do me a favor, Malik, right now?
Yes.
I want you to just open up a new tab in Google Chrome. I want you to tell me the estimated amount of people that live in the entire state of Montana. Because I'm convinced that Montana is the most useless state.
Did you know?
Could you name me two good things that are in Montana?
Hannah Montana.
This question doesn't apply to you because I feel like you would be the type of person that knows two things from Montana.
The U.S. Census of 2012 confirmed that 989,400
not even a million people live in the entire state of Montana.
An increase of 9.7% from the findings of 2000.
Hannah Montana.
Do you want to keep going?
The best.
No. Let's keep going. World.
Pictures of Montana?
Honestly, I wouldn't be the one to be the facts one. My boyfriend would be. No. Another state would be Wyoming.
Look at it, though.
Oh, and
did
Nevada.
You know Mongolia is a country?
Yeah.
I
thought
Nevada.
It wasn't there anymore.
Besides Area 51 in Vegas, Nevada is pretty useless.
Wouldn't you just love to be... to fall off the grid?
I feel like it'd be a lot easier than people make it.
Off the grid.
I feel like it'd be a lot easier than people make it seem.
It would, honestly.
Like you just, people are like, ooh, go off the grid, and you're just like, nah, like, just go. Go like off. You just do it, like it's okay.
Don't bring your phone, don't bring any electronics, and just go.
To South Dakota.
To open a bakery.
Change my name.
She doesn't even know how to bake. That business would fail so quickly.
I love watching the TV shows.
What's your favorite TV show?
No, I like watching the TV shows. But my favorite TV show is Bob's Burgers.
Oh, that's another thing. In my photography class this week, another embarrassing thing that happened to me, my photography professor, Matthew Conboy, was like, yeah, I went and saw a great show. And I was like, all right, yeah, like, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And he was like, it was on this like company and like, it was like the history of this company, and I was like, oh, that's awesome. So, like, it was like a TV show, and he was like, no, but I thought it was a TV show, so instead of asking him if it was a TV show, I was like, so, like, on TV, like, was it a slideshow? And he was like, no.
No,
shut up.
Wow.
I've been here longer than you.
No, she left, and then she came back, which is now the coming back part.
I've been here.
Why do you have a flannel?
Why do you have a bandana?
I don't know.
I'm very concerned.
Can I wear the flannel or the bandana?
Could you wear both?
Can I wear both?
Yeah.
Like the way you
think. She's... I can wear it right now, yeah, but I need it back.
For what?
Because that's my costume.
For what?
Women on stage.
What's that?
Are you being the riveter person? Rosie the Riveter?
Yeah.
Women roll.
We can do it. Even though
it was for 1950s. Not
Rosie just right. died not too long ago.
Can you see my muscles?
Ah. Nice to see that even though Katie's not here, we still have someone that can turn everything depressing. Thanks, Malik. Always filling the hole we need filled.
Yep. That's what I'm here for.
Can you see my muscles?
Jacked.
Yes. Yes, I was working out over break, so... And then my hamstrings were hurting, and I was like, wow.
Mind blown.
I think I was in the Yorktown gym more when I lived off campus. Or when I lived.
I worked that thing twice.
Hello.
When I lived on campus.
Bum-ba-dum-ba-dum. Did you hear that we're having a vinyl thing? And I feel like it's directly
whoa.
Towards me.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa, that's not an official announcement yet.
Well, I mean, official.
So, what are we talking about? Hey, Sierra. Hey, Sierra. Ask me a question.
I declare to you that women must not depend upon the protection of man.
Can I read these out? I just want to read these.
But must be taught to protect herself. And there I take the stand.
I also think I'm going to read this.
Don't dare.
Is it your diary?
No, there's important things in there that he can't read.
There never will be complete equality until women themselves help to make laws and elect lawmakers. Napoleon Bonaparte retorts with, women are nothing but machines for producing children. Wow. Way to take a real deep stab at every woman, Napoleon. That sucks.
Yeah, Women on Stage is March 28th. Come support me. You
weren't in the 45.
No, but I'm in this one, though.
I thought you were in the background of the 45 states.
Not you. You don't do plays.
No, I don't. I watch plays every once in a while.
Hi, my name
I'm going to be Susan B. Anthony, but not Susan B. Anthony.
What?
I'm reading Susan B. Anthony's quotes, but I'm not being Susan B. Anthony.
Why?
Because
apparently. You're just narrating? Women are the future.
Because apparently he can't find costuming.
Honestly,
for Susan B. Anthony.
As in this field, we've honestly taken a stand, ladies. Because the TV industry is filled with men. And we are trying to go up the rankings.
Climb that ladder. I'm with Shanananan. Climb that ladder.
Break the glass ceiling.
On this one, Tony Curtis said, I wouldn't be caught dead marrying a woman old enough to be my wife.
That doesn't even make any sense.
What?
Oh, no, it says marring a woman old enough to be my wife.
Define marring.
He's saying that, like, I don't want to marry a woman that's my age. I want young women. Young ladies.
I get it now.
Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun
dun dun dun
dun dun
What the heck? Why not?
I don't know.
Change that. Immediately.
I'm so confused.
Did I know about this conversation?
No.
Maliki will know soon enough.
All right.
Have you been proposed yet? Over spring break?
No.
Did you propose?
No.
Did you get proposed to?
I wish no.
Someone better propose soon.
Why don't you propose to somebody?
No, my friends already predict I'm going to be the first one to get married, so...
Your the prediction?
They predicted I'm gonna be the first one to get married.
I can see it. Can I be a bridesmaid? I know that's not how you get like you like they ask you, but you don't ask them. But I'm breaking tradition.
Sure.
Breaking Bad here with Shanana.
Dun dun dun.
So
thank you. I know it's about me.
Watch the first episode.
Wait, are we done?
No.
Oh well.
Don't you dare pack up 2 minutes before the bell.
Oh, we have 2 minutes. Wow.
Wow.
We got a lot of time.
God. So, you know what I could do in the next 2 minutes, probably?
Sleep.
Could probably eat a Papa Sal from Romo's.
I like hot Italian haggies.
Oh my God.
I'm engaged to one of my friends.
Oh, yeah,
one
the
of
gay
your friends
guy.
Is
yeah.
hot Italian hoagie?
Yes.
Hot
Hang
Italian
on.
Haggie.
Pause, rewind, take a step back. Please repeat that. Your friend is a hoagie.
Yep.
I love hoagies.
I have a friend that we call hoagie.
You said this.
His name's Derek. but we call him Hoagie.
Is his last name partially Hoagie?
Oh, on Monday we were supposed to do whatchamacallit. This like past Monday we were supposed to do a remote, because I signed us up for one whenever I was forced to go to the meeting. Well, we didn't do it, and you just go outside and like do the radio stuff. It's really John's fault. Everyone blamed John.
Who's John? John.
He's John Roland. He's a radio guy. If you don't know him, then he's probably that guy in the newsroom.
If you don't know him, then he's probably that guy.
Wait, we're supposed All right. to do it on Monday?
Last Monday. But well, then he didn't do it, so we're fine.
Hey, yeah, hey, Shannon.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
You know what you should do?
Yeah, I know what I should do.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, just making sure.
Sierra knows.
What?
Does she?
What's mm-hmm. going on?
Okay.
I don't know what's going on either.
Malik. You know what it's like.
Oh, wait, I'm so confused.
I think I know what. I think I know.
No, Sierra, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Look at me, Sierra.
All right, this has been I Played the First. I'm Shannon, your amazing host.
I wouldn't Sierra. Say amazing or host. That's Malik. Morgan doesn't have a mic still. And I'm Matt.
Have a great day.
Bow, 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 bow. Bye.